Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mom Biz Solutions Show. I am Laura Galloway, the Mom Biz Coach and the host of the show, also the author of Moms Mean Business, A Guide to Creating a Successful Company and a Happy Life as a Mom Entrepreneur. Guys, hello, welcome back. Maybe you don't recognize my voice anymore because it's been a long time. I took a wee little bit of a hiatus from the podcast because I needed that. I needed a break. I had a very challenging summer. We call it the summer of trauma and drama. And I just share that, as always, in hopes of being really authentic with you guys, because this is the real life, right? And that's the only thing I care about talking about. As a pragmatist, I really care about making sure that the goals, the successes, the things that I share with you are relatable. And I share, ideas about how to push yourself and how to meet your goals. But I know sometimes you can feel like, yeah, I could do all that, Laura, if life didn't get in the way. And if, everybody just left me alone so I could just focus on my business or just focus on my goals. I get it. And life doesn't leave me alone either. I wish it would have. Good news is my family, we're all back on track now. But it was a challenging summer, and I needed to really put my priority focus where I did, which was on my family. So I'm happy to be back and just barely made it to the show here today. I know my audio did not play properly. I hope I'll get that fixed for next time. But here I am today, and I thought it would be a great idea to talk to you a little bit about your competition, because this is something that I know comes up every now and then. And, I feel like a lot of time the business owners I work with have such varied, such different businesses, industries, business models, that, oftentimes we entrepreneurs, we kind of create something that didn't exist before. So it can really feel like we don't have any direct competition, or, maybe what we're doing is so different that it can be hard to compare ourselves to someone else. And sometimes that's true. Sometimes what you're doing is something different enough that it can be hard to actually to compare yourself and to say, let me get some benchmarks. Am I on the right track? Do people who are my competitors, do people in this industry or in this business model, what do they do at this stage of the business? And what are their goals for this stage? And how do they know if they're successful or not? So sometimes looking at your competition can be something you really want to do, right? Sometimes you can say, gosh, I wish I had something to compare myself to. And that is absolutely true for some of the women I work with. They don't feel like they're are enough people that can compare themselves to, or businesses they can compare themselves to have that confidence that they're on the right track, or that they are doing better than someone else, or to get some ideas about ways they could shift to improve their business. And then there are some of my clients who spend a lot of time focused on their competition. They can't avoid their competition. They feel like their competition is in their face all the time. And it can honestly feel a little disempowering and dispiriting, because sometimes what we do is we focus on how much better someone else is or another business is than we feel that we are. It can be an opportunity to really cut yourself down and minimize yourself and not feel great about what you're doing. So what's a girl to do? What's a mompreneur to do? Is there a happy medium where you can know what your competition's up to, where you can learn from them and maybe get some ideas about how you can do better, or what you could do differently? Is there a happy medium between that and between becoming so all completely consumed by what your competition is up to that you become paralyzed and can barely move because you feel that you cannot compete, that you don't measure up and you cannot do things as well as they do? So that's my question, and that's what I want to talk about. I want you to find the sweet spot that helps you stay competitive and sane. Because again, if you are not staying sane, if you're the person who is driving the bus when it comes to your business, because you are so upset, you are so downtrodden, you feel so disempowered with the way things are going, yeah, then things aren't going to go so well, because you are the leader, you are the driver, and that bus is going to go where you steer it, okay? So regardless of how many other people you have working with you, you will have an influence on how things go, all right? So let's talk about that. Let's talk about, well, I guess let's talk about first the part that says, gosh, I wish I had some benchmarks. I don't know who to compare myself to. You know, it would be so helpful if there were a roadmap and guideposts and benchmarks and all that kind of stuff that helps you as an entrepreneur know that you're on the right track. I can tell you guys, I know when I started my coaching business, this is one of the things I felt I so sorely lacked. I really didn't have a clue how many clients should I have? How much should I charge? How many hours a week should I be coaching? What sort of expenses should I have? How much should I be spending on the various categories of expenses like marketing or, you know, cost of goods sold or services or, you know, investing back into my own education as an entrepreneur because I needed to keep growing and learning? How much is reasonable and how much is out of control? I had no idea. And when I asked around with different coaches, you know, they didn't really seem to have any idea either. Some would share, oh, well, I make this much money, or, oh, I have this many clients, or, you know, maybe they'd share something about their expenses, but it never felt like a full picture where I could go, okay, so if I'm spending, you know, 20% of my total income on marketing, is that good or bad? And if, you know, all the freelancers and all the help that I have with marketing or social media or somebody running, you know, I used to have membership groups and people running my webinars and helping develop my ebooks. So all of that stuff costs a lot of money. And freelancers, the people I hired to help me do my work, was costing me a lot of money. How much of that is okay or not? So I would tell you that these sorts of questions are why you do need to stay close to your competition. Because the chances are, you know, unless you bought a franchise and you are part of a franchise, and even some of the franchises out there do not have this information. They do not have these benchmarks that say a studio owner in your first year should be having this many clients, should be offering this many classes, should be making this much money, and should have expenses at this amount or less. Those metrics often don't exist. But by talking to other competitors, then you can get an idea of just a guide of what seems reasonable to you. You're going to still have to work it out and decide some of it for yourself. And having a business consultant or a business coach, if this is the first time you've ever run a business, is helpful. Because you are not alone. If you're sitting there scratching your head going, oh, my God, I hadn't even thought about those questions. I'm just flying by the seat of my pants making decisions on, you know, spending this year versus not spending that next year. I don't really know. I mean, am I supposed to be thinking about this? You're not alone, I promise you, okay? But then again, I get it. It can seem a little bit daunting to say, well, Laura, I mean, I'm not like just going to go call up my competition and say, hey, will you tell me all your financials and will you tell me about your client base and, you know, how did you do in your first year? That may seem crazy. And it may not be crazy. Maybe you've just never considered it before. There may be some people you know. I know a lot of us moms in various entrepreneurial groups that I've been a part of are actually willing to sit down and talk about this kind of stuff. I know I've talked about it with other coaches too. I've trained, I've coached a lot of other coaches and helped them build their businesses up. And I share that information with them. I'm not, you know, it's okay. That may or may not be comfortable for you, but I'm telling you, if there is a way that you can find out how people in a similar, even if it's not a direct competitor, but someone in a similar business works out their business. So perhaps I would not, so I'm a business coach and life coach. Maybe I would talk to someone in the personal fitness, like a personal trainer, or maybe a business consultant, something like that. Maybe I would talk to one of those people. Or if I were doing a whole lot of digital products and stuff, I might talk to someone else who does a different kind of digital products. Or if I'm doing retail, I might talk to someone who owns a brick and mortar retail store, but not selling the same kind of stuff that I do. Okay? So if you can find a buddy, someone in your marketing, networking, support groups that you know, if you don't have any of those, you should probably consider joining them, because this is why some of this stuff is so helpful. It really would be helpful to sit down and talk through some stuff like this. Something that looks like a similar business model or is within your industry, okay? Doesn't necessarily have to be a direct competitor. Now, that said, that's the pros of why it's important to spend time on your competition and study what they do. Another thing I will just say, one more thing. You can learn about different ways of offering your services and your products to your target demographic because of what your creative competition comes up with. You know, when I first found out about membership groups and other life coaches and business coaches were doing it, I thought, oh my God, that's so smart. And, you know, back in the day when Facebook was really new and people started creating Facebook groups, I was like, oh my gosh, that's a really cool idea. And then, you know, when I found out people were offering, you know, business retreats and getaways, wow, what a cool idea. So I started doing all those things. Study your competition to get some great ideas, okay? That's what you need to get from your competition. What you do not need to get from your competition, and I think you're going to guess where I go with this, is that all that negativity, really. If you're sitting there focusing every day, you know, so I coach a lot of fitness studio owners. And if you're sitting there, if you're, you know, a brand new studio owner and you're obsessing watching the studio across the street, maybe you do yoga and the place across the street offers cycling or something or personal training or Orange Theory, you know, one of those super fast circuit boot camp type places. If you're sitting there watching people pour in and out of your competition and all it's doing is making you sad and feel like you're not doing well, that might be something to cut, to just to stop doing. Because at the end of the day, honestly, what is making yourself feel bad and disempowered doing? It's probably making you lose focus on your goals. It's probably making you lose focus on the success you do have. Okay? That's just not helpful. I mean, you can do that. I'm not mad at you for doing it. It's normal. But it's just not very efficient or productive. It doesn't yield great results. And in fact, it usually just is detrimental. It gets in the way of the great results you can have. So why do it? That is not the kind of thing. If you're measuring yourself against someone, again, is it a similar competitor? Have they been in business the same time you have? Is it a multi-level corporation kind of franchise and you're a single, you know, time business owner? There's so many different things. So if your focus on your competition makes you feel creative and inspired and like you're learning, then that's probably good. If your focus on your competition makes you feel bad, sad, and like you're not getting anywhere, it might be that you're getting a little too obsessed, stuff that is not going to help you. In either instance, sorting through what your competition is doing and how that needs to compare to what you're doing is an important thing to figure out, okay? And I can help you with that. So if that's something that you want to talk about, give me a call, and I can help you sort out how you can beat your competition, all right? I would love to work with you on that. Guys, that's all I've got time for today. I hope this has been helpful. This is something actually one of my current clients asked me to talk about. So I'm glad to take the time to get it done today. I'm hoping next week I will be back with my regular audio instead of just me talking into thin air. But, you know, this is the way I started, and I like to keep it nice and easy. So there you go. Until next time, I am your host, Laura Galloway, the Mom Biz Coach. Take care.